No power. What would you do if the power was out for days? How will you see cook keep warm? Power cuts could affect EFTPOS and ATM machines, so make sure you have some cash at home or enough supplies to see you through 3 days or more. Light up. Your emergency supplies don't have to be in a kit, but you might have to find them in the dark. Make sure everyone knows where the torches and batteries are. Stay tuned in. Have a solar or battery-powered radio so you can keep up with the latest news and alerts. Know which radio stations to tune in for information during an emergency. Stock up. Have a stock of food that doesn't need to be cooked. Canned is good, or something to cook your food on. Gas barbecue or camp stove. Don't forget food for babies and pets. Fridge first. If the power goes out, eat the food from your fridge first, then your freezer. Then eat the food in the cupboard or your emergency kit. Plan for your medical needs. If you rely on power for medical reasons, contact your power company to register as a medically dependent consumer. Your power supply cannot be guaranteed in an emergency. Your power company can help you put an emergency response plan in place so you know what to do if the power goes out. Ask your life-sustaining equipment providers/suppliers how to get support from them in an emergency. Talk to your neighbours about what they'll do if the power is out. You might find that they have a gas barbecue and you have enough food and water to share, or the other way round. Adapted in 2026 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland.